AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama flew to New Orleans today to help that city mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and the recovery that followed.
The president says New Orleans has shown the nation how to turn adversity into strength.
There's something in you guys that is just irrepressible.
After a day touring its neighborhoods and talking to those who've returned and rebuilt, he told an audience in the Lower Ninth Ward the difference between the dark days after Katrina and now is remarkable.
You've made a lot of progress. That gives us hope. But it doesn't allow for complacency.
Obama says flaws the storm laid bare, poverty, violence, racial tensions, have proven more stubborn than broken levees, and addressing them remains a work in progress. Mark Smith at the White House.
It's been a difficult day for the staff of WDBJ-TV in Roanoke, Virginia. That's the station where reporter Allison Parker and her cameraman Adam Ward were live on air yesterday, when they were shot to death by a former employee who killed himself later. Kimberly McBroom says it was difficult to anchor the morning show.
It wasn't easy. I knew it was going to be the hardest day of my career, and it has been.
The former NBA player that Stevie Wonder once called Chocolate Thunder because of his backboard-shattering dunks died today in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, of what his family says was a heart attack. Daryl Dawkins was 58. Frank Peterson, Jr., the first black aviator and brigadier general in the Marine Corps, has died. Peterson's son says his dad died Tuesday at his home in Stevensville, Maryland. He died of complications from lung cancer. He was 83. Stocks are storming back after a six-day sell-off that sent the Dow Jones down more than 1,900 points. The industrial average gained 369. Federal health officials are calling for more states to post information on vaccination rates of school children.
The back-to-school ritual includes getting vaccines, but some parents have opted out of the vaccinations for religious or philosophical reasons. And the CDC says all parents should know just how many are doing that.
I'd like to encourage parents who live in these states to find out what's going on.
The CDC's Ann Schuchat.
Pockets of children who miss vaccinations are exist in our communities, and they leave these communities vulnerable to outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases.
Last school year, only 21 states posted vaccination rates for individual schools. The CDC would like to see more states making that information available online. I'm Diane Kepley.
The FDA has approved the second in a new class of breakthrough cholesterol drugs, but a price tag of more than $14,000 a year will likely limit the use of Repatha. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.